skills spends. Whenever you speak or think you are leaky, just make sure you are spitting what you really want to see in life. Life and death, like a river or water, are on the power of the tongue. He who loves it will eat of its fruit thereof. There is life flowing like a river that comes from a garden. There is death or life in the main streams that come and go through your garden. He who sits by God's quiet stream will be like a tree planted by rivers of living water. The law is good, but the lawyers are corrupt. It's the lawyers that are corrupt. That's the problem with human governance. Your knowledge and knowing of God should be cascadal and incremental, progressive and productive, brighter and better, with references guided by the Holy Spirit. Guide your heart, that's your soul and your spirit, for therein the real spring of the issues of life. Put a barricade, a shock resistor, on the hinges of the door that leads from your flesh through your soul into your spirit, lest the floods of the flesh pushes wide open the doors into your spirit and corrupts you. The flesh is weak and the spirit is willing, but the soul determines your affiliations in either direction. Your soul is the door into your spirit or your flesh. Whichever your soul mind is set on, you will be defined by. Your words are your sons, their lives is your spirit. Many sons are not the worth of quality sons. Your words are spirit and they are life. There was a king in a town who neither knew God nor had regard for men. Should have read, there was a town in a judge system who neither knew God nor had regard for men in that town. God gave seed to the sower and bread to the eater. God gave them trees with fruits that had seed in them. God will give your kind of person back to you, a consumer or a producer. Be what a system you want back. God gives you who you are, a giver or an eater. Whoever you sow, him you will receive. If God is talking to you, you are on a tour. The sons of the day determines the occurrences in each day. For them, the kingdom of God comes from their within. Not everyone, not anyone, can say here it is or there it is. Only the sons of the day, they happen. They make it happen. I have not sent my son to the world to judge between people, occasions, and intentions. I have sent him into the world to save it. Your decision on this is the judgment. No man is good, for that isn't the point. The point is sin, death, and their powers. The kingdom of God is within you to discern. No Pharisee or hypocrite knows anything of such. Nobody can serve two masters. You either God dependent or money dependent. Money is a signet ring of man's independence from God. If you derate God, you have degraded yourself. Those who forsake God will be written in dust, Jeremiah 17:13. The upgrade of the thought of God in your heart is the discovery of an invisible spring of life that wells up to eternity, your eternity. Money is a problem God needs to help you solve. God is not a problem money can solve for you. God deals in diamonds and bronze. Money is man's version of commerce. The people power earnest from sin and death are the pillars of the kingdom of darkness. If you cannot believe in God, surely you cannot doubt the chains of sin and death that has taken a hold on you. God is not a question needing asking. He is a help needing finding. I have discovered that truth is like a mountain. The higher you go, the clearer things become. This is why you meet fewer people on top. Jesus Christ is the most amount of immutable, irrevocable, irresistible Word of God you as human will encounter in your lifetime. Righteousness kept the wilderness out of Eden. Unrighteousness keeps us out of the way into Eden, back into Eden. The creatures of God hold the spirit of time. So we say amen by the spirit to God's time, including the wrath to come or the day of vengeance to the prince of darkness. Did you know that Adam and Eve literally means human beings? Adam, humanity, Eve, living. God's aim was to make humans live forever. The statements to humans were, "We are still trying to become human beings, for it's not, doesn't make much sense to say I'm just human. God wanted you to be human beings forever, or humans that will be forever." We should look for God's deeds and speech, for only in these can you receive any sort of assurance in faithfulness. What God says or does is being done and said, and is about to receive a grand speech or deed. Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 14 says, "Whatever God has done is done forever. Nothing can be added or taken away from it." God doesn't really answer your prayers. He answers according to your understanding of what He has said that you now know. Nothing is fair outside God and law. Teach us to number our days aright, accurately, duly, that we may gain a heart of how God does His things. Psalms 90, verse 12. Amen.